Hachette Audio presents The Birds and Other Stories, written by Daphne du Maurier, read by Michael Sinclair, Barbara Rosenblatt, James Langton, and Catherine Kilgren.
The Birds.
On December the 3rd, the wind changed overnight, and it was winter. Until then, the autumn had been mellow, soft. The leaves had lingered on the trees, golden red, and the hedgerows were still green. The earth was rich where the plough had turned it. Nat Hockin, because of a wartime disability, had a pension and did not work full-time at the farm. He worked 3 days a week, and they gave him the lighter jobs, hedging, thatching, repairs to the farm buildings. Although he was married, with children, his was a solitary disposition. He liked best to work alone. It pleased him when he was given a bank to build up, or a gate to mend at the far end of the peninsula, where the sea surrounded the farmland on either side. Then, at midday, he would pause and eat the pasty that his wife had baked for him, and sitting on the cliff's edge, would watch the birds. Autumn was best for this, better than spring. In spring the birds flew inland, purposeful, intent. They knew where they were bound. The rhythm and ritual of their life brooked no delay. In autumn, those that had not migrated overseas but remained to pass the winter were caught up in the same driving urge. But because migration was denied them, followed a pattern of their own. Great flocks of them came to the peninsula, restless, uneasy, spending themselves in motion, now wheeling, circling in the sky, now settling to feed on the rich new turf.